Meditations on the Stations of the Cross by St. John Henry Newman. Let us pray. God, who by the precious blood of your only begotten Son did sanctify the standard of the cross, grant, we beseech you, that we who rejoice in the glory of the same holy cross may at all times and places rejoice in your protection through the same Christ, our Lord. The first station. Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Leaving the house of Caiaphas and dragged before Pilate and Herod, mocked, beaten, and spit upon, his back torn with scourges, his head crowned with thorns, Jesus, who on the last day will judge the world, is himself condemned by unjust judges to a death of ignominy and torture. Jesus is condemned to death. His death warrant is signed. And who signed it but I, when I committed my first mortal sins? My first mortal sins, when I fell away from the state of grace into which you did place me by baptism. These it was that were your death warrant, O Lord. The innocent suffered for the guilty. Those sins of mine were the voices which cried out, "Let him be crucified." That willingness and delight of heart with which I committed them was the consent which Pilate gave to this clamorous multitude, and the hardness of heart which followed upon them, my disgust, my despair, my proud impatience, my obstinate resolve to sin on, the love of sin which took possession of me. What were these contrary and impetuous feelings but the blows and the blasphemies with which the fierce soldiers and the populace received you, thus carrying out the sentence which Pilate had pronounced?